We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
I don't know why I read that just now.
What?
Free JT.
Yeah, free JT.
I don't know what she's
trying to get
for.
Out of prison early. She's has a 24-month prison sentence because of felony identity theft. So,
has it been 2 years yet?
Swipe their
like it's
visas.
Been 2 years already.
No.
No, it's been like a year and some change.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think she should be out. She didn't swipe my card.
Well, she was trying to get out early but get into a halfway house, but the judge did deny that. They did say that's not going to happen right now.
She's not a fan, must be.
Yeah, apparently not. Her attorney tried to say, you know, she's in City Girl. She's not going to do any more economic crimes, and you won't hear about any other issues with her. She needs to get out, get back to work. She's already served 15 and a half months, and she should be able to get out, but they did not allow that to happen. So she was denied that attempt to get out early, unfortunately.
Well, clearly that judge has had his credit card swiped before.
I'm sure. He's
taking that a little too personal.
Right. He hates where the bag at.
Absolutely. He went to the airport or something, and they got him.
All right. Well, let's talk about somebody who is making some major money, and that's Kylie Jenner. She's launching her own baby business line, Kylie Baby. So I don't know if anybody, I mean, I guess everything that she's been putting out has been doing amazing. So she's going to be doing strollers, car seats, diaper bags, swaddling blankets,
very
all
smart.
Of those things, right? But she also has one thing that people have been dragging online, and that is a new face scrub. People are saying that face scrub that she has will destroy your skin, and that's because one of the ingredients is walnuts. She says her walnut scrub is gentle yet very effective, and it buffs away your dead skin cells, and that she uses it like 3 times a week. But according to people, you're never supposed to use any walnut on your face because it can actually cause little micro tears on the surface of your skin, mess with your skin barrier, and if you have acne, it'll make it even worse if your face is sensitive or any of those things.
Well, I'm an exfoliator. I need to ask my dermatologist, Dr. Natasha Sandy, about that. So what's the difference between walnut and regular exfoliation?
Well, it feels like it might be too harsh because of even if they said any type of walnut can cause little tears.
Mm.
So, and listen, let me tell you something. I've There was one time I had a bad skin issue, and that was because the exfoliant I was using on my face was too harsh, and it was causing me to break out. Mm. And so because I didn't know what was going on, I was overusing it even more because I was like, why is my face breaking out?
Scrubbing hard and making it worse.
Even more, yep. And that was making it even worse. And so once I stopped doing that, then I realized I had to use a very gentle microfoliant. So it is something that can really irritate your skin.
If I was making a clickbait headline, it would say, Kylie Jenner wants you to pay to put nut on your face. That'll get it. Get it popping, right?
You would try it?
Shut up.
You would pay.
You would pay.
All right, now Howard Stern.
Why? I got my own.
Talks to Page Six.
Okay.
And he was talking about basically some of the regrets that he has. Now, he said, I was an absolute maniac as far as his first couple of decades of his career. He said, my narcissism was so strong that I was incapable of appreciating what somebody else might be feeling. Now, he also says, if you have one of his previous memoirs, Private Parts or Miss America, he says, burn them. He also says that his sense of humor hasn't changed much. He's still Fart Man. He doesn't deny that. But he has some unfortunate on-air encounters from the past with George Michael, Eminem, Will Ferrell, Carly Simon, and others. But he says his biggest regret was his interview with Robin Williams. He said he did badger him about having left his wife for his son's ex-nanny. So those are some things that he says that he does regret. But he did say he started facing his demons in the late 90s by finally seeing a therapist. Yes.
Yeah, touched my heart. I read that. I read it three times. Made me wonder if it was me who wrote it. Like, he also talks about a lot of the early stuff he did on the radio, like the creepy sexual stuff. He was like, all of that was complete trash, and he doesn't want to be remembered for that. That's why he actually wrote this book, because he feels like this is his legacy book.
Right. He said he didn't want to admit that he needed anyone, but it took him 5 years to finally call the psychiatrist, and he said he thought it was just incredibly intimidating. So finally, he said, you take a good hard look at yourself and sometimes you don't like what you find. And that's true.
That is a fact.
Because Bill Murray said that.
I'm reading his book right now. I was reading it on vacation. I don't want to call it a vacation, but I was reading it this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good read.
And the book also has a section that's called Drugs and Sobriety that includes him talking with Bradley Cooper, Miley Cyrus, Slash, and many others. So he said he's not a drug guy, but he's addicted to people. He's addicted to the spotlight. He said he's addicted to getting attention from people. And a lot of those things come from being starved in a way. I'm actually surprised I'm not obese because I need to fill myself, but I'm filling myself with people. So he said there's no difference between being a drug addict, an alcoholic, a gambling addict, or a people addict.
That's a fact.
And trying to get attention.
That's the era we in now. Heavy with social media.
Absolutely.
People, validation is a drug. Attention is a drug.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor Report, Rumor Report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Man, there's nothing like finally getting out of a toxic relationship. And Wendy Williams seems to be really excited to be back on the scene again. Now, people have seen her out and about with some men. And here's what she has to say about the latest spotting.
And by the way, I don't have a boyfriend. That was Webb. Webb is part of the security detail around here at the show. And, you know, I am working on my divorce pleasantly right now. When I say pleasantly, I mean, I ask of you, please, it's hard to say give privacy because I don't give privacy when I'm doing the rest of the stories. Come on now. You don't just throw away 25 years lock, stock, and barrel. I got to tell you something right now. As a mature single, I'm a single woman. I go out a lot because I am a good time girl. I like to have fun. And I'm really, really reclaiming my life.
Dropping the clues, okay. Bonds, Wendy Williams. You know what I'm saying? She's going through her whole phase. You got to go through a whole phase. She's been married for the past 25 years. You know, she's been in an abusive relationship for the past 25 years. Now she's 50-something years old. She got to go through her 50-something-year-old whole phase.
Well, yes, they were married for 21 years. And she said that even though they're not going to get back together, they also do have a 19-year-old son together. She also said child support might be an issue in the case. So we'll see what happens with that. But she also talked about dating again.
And I don't have a boyfriend, but I must admit I am rediscovering my love of men. And, you know, transparency, I do date. And I date pretty often. But Webb has been to my bachelorette pad. Marco has been to my bachelorette pad.
Okay.
Booth has been to my bachelorette pad.
Run through them,
and
Wendy.
The parade of men will continue. But
hey.
Because I need things lifted, I need things put in position.
What about, hey.
She's talking about furniture.
What about Charlamagne? Have you been to that bachelorette
pad? Shut up! Run through them, Wendy.
Lisa right. Set up with so much emotion.
Yes, man.
Don't smile like you ain't sitting on her lap before,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my God.
We need that picture always.
I did what I had to do to get what I want.
I'm telling you, every time I see that picture of Charlamagne sitting on Wendy Williams' knee, I think about Bill Cosby with the kids. When he was playing horsey.
Horrible.
You know when he was playing horsey with the kids?
You saying Wendy was playing horsey with Charlamagne?
Yeah. And she was bouncing him on her knee.
Oh, listen, drop on the clues, Bob, for Wendy Williams. Live your life, okay? I don't understand why she has to pay child support when she already was paying child support. Like, she's already paying for everything for her son anyway.
Right.
That bum-ass Calvin Hunter, her ex-wife wasn't paying none of that stuff.
Okay.
Hey. You know why we call him Doodoo Brown?
Why?
Because he's always doing too much, and he's from Brownsville.
My goodness. What up, Boof? Shout out to Boof.
Dropping the clue palm for Boof. Nasty ass.
DJ Boof.
All right,
Boof
now.
Boof doing what he got to do.
He boofing.
Let's talk about. Y'all going to stop.
My guy.
That's our guy.
Are you finished or are you done?
We both.
Thank you. Now let's talk about OVO. They have done a collaboration with D Squared. I like D Squared, so that's a nice collabo. So they did post something on Welcome OVO, and that should be good. So if y'all want to get some of that new gear, Tiffany Haddish is going to be hosting Kids Say the Darndest Things.
All right.
It's a revival on ABC. She's also going to be executive producing that series.
Okay.
So she'll be interacting with the kids. I'm sure that'll be entertaining because she's pretty funny with the kids and everything.
She's a big kid herself. Like, mm-hmm. She has a very childlike demeanor about her. So that's going to be great. That's great casting on ABC's part. And most importantly, she's executive producer.
Previously, Kids Say the Darnest Things was hosted by Bill Cosby.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
What? Well, it was. I'm just giving you the background. What do you want me to do? So, yes, it did used to be hosted
by... Let's keep that one ourselves. All right?
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, even though that Uber stock is not doing so well right now, if you would have invested back in 2011, you could have made quite a bit of money still. And according to reports, they're saying that Beyonce made about $300 million from her Uber investments.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's because she invested back in 2011.
How much did she have to invest for that, you know?
I have no idea, but yes. That's according to that grape juice. So.
Yeah, that always sucks after the fact. It's a stock that I wish I had invested in last week.
We all do.
But I'm still not going to say nothing because it may not be too late.
I think everybody knows about Beyond.
Shut up!
It's not a secret. It's all over everything.
Jesus
Christ. It's been like the best IPO in 20 years.
I know, man.
So it's not a secret.
And the bad part about it is, and this is why I always say you should invest in the stock.
Things that you use.
Like, right. I eat Beyond Burger. I literally had Beyond Burger last night.
I had a Beyond Burger last night from Bear Burger.
I had mine from Pappy's. It's a local spot. But yes, man.
Yeah,
Jesus.
So, and they can't even make enough Impossible Burgers to fill the demand right now as far as Impossible Burgers.
Oh, that GMO Impossible Burger is coming real soon. Trust me.
All right, now let's talk about money some more. Let's talk about Lil Nas X and how much money he had before that song Old Town Road became a hit.
Because you only had $5.62.
Oh my God, how did you know that?
Well, you're Lil Nas X. We have to know that.
That's me.
In your Wells Fargo account. What were those days like?
I spread it out, you know. I would get like some now and later every now and then. And just go back to the house and promote on Twitter.
Mm. Yeah, so imagine that. You only have $5.62 in the bank.
Imagine it. I lived it.
Then all of a sudden, you have a huge hit number one song.
Perform it everywhere.
And you're popping.
That's right.
You ever put $1.25 in the gas tank?
Nope.
Because you collected that in coins from out your ashtray?
Out your what? Ashtray, bro.
That's what I said. You heard ashtray because that's what you want to hear.
No,
you would love for my ass to be delivered to you on a tray.
You know, the good thing about living in New York is if you don't have money, you don't have to take to drive anywhere.
You still have to pay for a train.
Yeah, you could hop that. But I'm saying, I didn't have a car growing up. So I guess, you know, being broke, you don't have to buy gas because you can just say, I'm going to just take the train.
What about food, Yee?
I'm a girl.
Oh, true.
McDonald's back
I'll go
then
on
was,
a date.
Was $2.99.
I'll go on a date and I don't have to pay.
The two cheeseburger meal was $3.24 with tax.
Me and my friends used to have challenges like, how long can we go only having $20 to last for the next 2 weeks? And we still make it last somehow. I think it's harder for guys when you're broke. All right, now let's talk about the last OG. That show has been picked up for season 3, so congratulations to Tracy Morgan. Tiffany Haddish is still on that show as well in season 3. Shout out to my guy Mark Theobald because he writes for that show as well. So very exciting that they've been picked up for yet another season. The Last OG launched as cable's number one new comedy in 2018 and the highest rated cable comedy debut since 2015. It's still very successful with the ratings. All right, Aisha Curry did an interview with Working Mother and she said that she actually ended up getting a botched boob job. She said she had the most botched boob job on the face of the planet. She said, I didn't realize at the time, but after having Ryan, I was battling a bit of postpartum that lingered for a while. It came in the form of me being depressed about my body. So I made a rash decision. The intention was just to have them lifted, but I came out with these bigger boobs I didn't want. I got the most botched boob job on the face of the planet. They're worse now than they were before. I would never do anything like that again, but I'm an advocate of it. If something makes you happy, who cares about the judgment? So I guess she was dealing with her postpartum after having the baby and did something that she at that time thought was a good decision, thought would make her happier, and then turned out to not be such a great decision. Mm.
Can't she wait till after the playoffs to do interviews and stuff like that?
No, she's a person too.
They use this ammo against Steph at games. You do know that, right?
But like, plus, you don't know when
she did
it.
It doesn't seem like it's working.
Plus, you don't know when she did that interview.
That is very true.
They might be putting it out now and highlighting it out. She could have did that interview 2 months ago.
That is very true.
Doesn't seem like it's working at all.
All right. Now, R. Kelly is ahead now in his child support. He's 2 months ahead of his child support payments. And the only downside of all that he's doing right now as far as finances and his kids is that he stopped paying his daughter's college tuition. You know why? He thought that she had dropped out. So
he
for
knows
some
nothing
reason,
about his kids, huh?
Yes. How do you not know your daughter's in school and you think she dropped out? So she said that after he didn't pay the tuition, she did end up having to drop out because she didn't have any financial support. And he is supposed to pay for their college-related expenses until they're 23 years of age. So because of that, she ended up actually having to drop out of school because he wasn't paying.
Him and Tierra Marie just need to do the I Ain't Got It remix. That's what they both need to do because R. Kelly definitely don't got it.
Not at all.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.